KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 9 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for sunny skies, the high near 25. The news is brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In local news, the City Council in Audubon is expected to act this evening on approving the plans and specifications for the Water Tower Repair and Improvement Project. A resolution approving the plans and specs will come before the council after they hear from a representative with JEO Consulting on the matter. The council is also expected to act on authorizing JEO to submit plans to the Iowa DNR for the project, which includes painting the tower. On a related note, the Audubon City Council will act on authorizing JEO to proceed with the bid letting process for the project. In other business, they'll discuss repairs to the police department office, act on a resolution appointing Tella Knuven, Jen Stetzel, and Brandon Toff to the Park and Rec Board, with their terms expiring December 31st of 2014, and they'll act on a resolution approving a report on tax increment financing. The Audubon City Council meeting begins at 7 p.m. in their chambers at City Hall. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And a reminder to those interested in the future of education in Iowa that Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be in Atlantic and Council Bluffs tomorrow to hold a community conversation on STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, and economic development. The meeting is part of a series of community conversations on the STEM initiative prior to the start of the 2013 legislative session. Locally, a Cass County Community Conversation on STEM will take place 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street. And in Council Bluffs at 2:30 p.m. in the auditorium of Luft Hall at Iowa Western Community College. A preliminary report says a plane clipped power lines before crashing at an unimproved airstrip in the eastern Iowa town of Clutier. The National Transportation Safety Board said the plane was approaching the strip at around 11 a.m. back on November 28th when the accident occurred. The report said the pilot and plane owner, 69-year-old William Konasek of Traer, may not have known the lines were there, although he'd landed at the strip before. Reports of the power lines used to be buried, but recently had been erected. Konacek was killed in the crash of his 1946 Taylor Craft BC-12D. His passenger, 63-year-old Max Morrison of Traer, was taken to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. The hospital spokesman didn't immediately return calls asking for a report on his condition. A record streak of snowless days ended in central Iowa this weekend, but most of eastern Nebraska still hasn't received any measurable snow. The National Weather Service said Des Moines' streak without snow ended this weekend. By Sunday morning, 8/10 of an inch of snow had fallen. There was also snow that fell basically east of a line from Wyota all the way to Des Moines. On Friday, Des Moines broke a record set in 1889 by reaching 278 consecutive days without snow. But this weekend's storm missed Nebraska, so the snowless records will continue to grow in Omaha and Lincoln. Omaha's last snow fell on February 24th, so Nebraska's largest city has gone 289 days without snow. Lincoln's snowless streak reached 300 days on Sunday. Last time snow fell in Nebraska's capital city was back on February 13th. Opponents of a plan to build a casino near Cedar Rapids are getting organized to fight the idea. A television station reports that a group of people who oppose gambling on moral grounds will likely be helped by owners of nearby casinos. Dan Kale, who is the CEO of casinos in Riverside and Larchwood, said he opposes the idea of a Cedar Rapids casino because it would hurt his business. Casino opponents have already put together a phone survey on support for gambling in Linn County. But the casino group led by Cedar Rapids businessman Steve Gray is moving forward with its plans for a referendum on gaming in Linn County. Authorities are investigating a man's death after an Iowa hunter found his body under a bridge east of Cedar Rapids. The Linn County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation, and the death is considered to be suspicious. Officials aren't sure how long the middle-aged man's body was there before a hunter found it under the Squaw Creek Bridge on Saturday. And they would not discuss the condition of the body or release any information on the man's identity. The man's body was taken to Ankeny for an autopsy. Authorities have identified a man whose body was found in a field outside of Davenport, but they're still investigating his death. 41-year-old Robbie Ray Cohn was found dead early Saturday morning. Davenport police released his identity on Sunday. Cohn's body was discovered by a Scott County deputy at around 1:30 a.m. Saturday. Davenport police haven't released any details about the death, but the assistant chief says visible trauma to the man's body prompted a full investigation. An autopsy will be performed on Cohn's body today. A 44-year-old Cedar Rapids man is being held on $1 million bail, accused of killing his mother. Police say 44-year-old Edward Cusick is charged with first-degree murder. He was arrested after police responded to a reported domestic disturbance in an eastern Cedar Rapids neighborhood at around 11 p.m. on Friday. Officers there found the body of 68-year-old Anita Labkin when they arrived. Police say Cusick lived at the house with his mother. Cedar Rapids Police Chief Wayne German said Labkin died of blunt force trauma. There is no word if Cusick has an attorney or not. Iowa former defensive back Micah Hyde plans to fight the disorderly conduct ticket he received over the weekend and the public intoxication charge he received in October. Hyde's lawyer, Kathy Carty, said today that Hyde did nothing wrong when police responded to a loud party in his apartment building early Sunday, but she hasn't seen the complaint just yet. Carty said that Hyde also denies being intoxicated during the October incident, but Hyde pleaded guilty to interfering with police and was ordered to pay nearly $400. Hyde is scheduled for two trials next month. The public intoxication case will be heard January 22nd with a disorderly conduct charge on January 24th. Hyde started 38 games for the Hawkeyes before his career ended last month. Two men from northwest Iowa were injured during a collision between a semi and a pickup truck Sunday evening in Crawford County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the drivers of the vehicles, 65-year-old Gary Beckman of Lakeview and 17-year-old Adrian Ramirez of Chiron, were transported to the Crawford County Hospital following the crash, which occurred around 6:30 p.m. in Schleswig. Officials say a 2000 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by Ramirez was traveling west on Crawford County Road E-16 when he failed to yield to the semi driven by Beckman as he was traveling north on Highway 59. The pickup was hit on its left rear side, and following the collision, the pickup slid into the ditch while the semi came to rest on the shoulder of Highway 59. The patrol says there were some light flurries at the time, but the roadway itself was dry. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. Elsewhere news from over the weekend, Iowa authorities say an 18-year-old Nebraska man was expected to survive after accidentally being shot by his father while the two were hunting pheasants in southwest Iowa. Iowa DNR spokesman Kevin Baskins said that Ryan Rarick of Omaha was shot at fairly close range in the back of his head by a shotgun being carried by his father, Christopher Rarick, also of Omaha. The two had been hunting in Page County when the accident happened at around 10:30 a.m. Saturday. The younger Rarick was taken to a Red Oak hospital and then flown to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Baskins said that Rarick was in stable condition and expected to survive. He said the shooting likely would have been fatal. The gun had been loaded for deer instead of pheasant. And the sheriff of Adair County is warning residents about mail thieves in the region. Sheriff Brad Newton says his office had received about 30 reports of theft from mailboxes since last Thursday. Those thefts stretch all the way from Greenfield to Stewart. And deputies say people are finding piles of mail in the middle of the street. Investigators believe the thief or thieves are taking all of the contents from mailboxes, rifling through them for items they want, and then dumping the rest. Newton says he believes the thieves are looking for Christmas cards with cash in them. The sheriff said the best way to thwart the thieves is to beat them to your mailbox. He said residents should retrieve their mail as soon as it's delivered, if possible. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, after a one-on-one meeting with House Speaker John Boehner yesterday, President Barack Obama sets out today for another trip aimed at building public support for his push for higher taxes on the wealthiest of Americans. Obama's visit to Detroit comes with just 3 weeks left before automatic spending cuts and tax increases are due to kick in. His message today will be that the economy is rebounding and that Congress shouldn't risk that progress in order to save tax cuts for the rich. A former House Republican leader who later led a Tea Party group is blaming GOP leaders and what he calls stupid statements by some candidates for Republican losses in last month's congressional elections. Dick Armey told CBS that some candidates said stupid things that party leaders should have taught them to avoid saying. He didn't specifically mention comments on rape and abortion by Senate candidates in both Indiana and Missouri. The stocks have opened mixed on Wall Street after the surprise resignation of Italy's prime minister sent a jolt through European markets. Mario Monti was credited with restoring confidence in Italy's rattled economy. Authorities in Mexico haven't officially confirmed her death, but relatives of American-born Mexican singer Jenny Rivera say they are convinced that she was on the private jet that crashed and disintegrated yesterday in northern Mexico. There were no survivors. Rivera had boarded the plane with six others after a concert in Monterey on Saturday night. News time is 9:11.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in the funeral announcements, Michael Kalbaum, age 58, of Wyota, died unexpectedly Wednesday as the result of a fall. Memorial services for Michael Kalbaum will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Bernadine Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Wednesday at her daughter's home. Funeral services for Bernadine Bauer will be held this coming Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Busey will be held this coming Saturday at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Harvey Sandhorst, age 70, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Harvey Sandhorst are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And James Edgar McCallan, age 43, of Ashland, Oregon, died Tuesday in Nevada. Services for James McCallan are currently pending at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And that is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland.